This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday that governments need to reassess national responses to COVID-19 now and speed up vaccination programs to tackle the Omicron variant. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the variant's global spread suggests it could have a major impact on the COVID-19 pandemic, and the time to contain it is now.
If countries wait until their hospitals start to fill up, it's too late. Don't wait. Act now.
The WHO noted early evidence from BioNTech and Pfizer of the effectiveness of their vaccine against Omicron, but the chief scientist for the organization said it was too soon to say whether the reduction in neutralizing antibodies meant the shot was less effective. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has imposed tougher COVID-19 restrictions in England on Wednesday, ordering people to work from home, wear masks in public places, and use vaccine passes to slow the spread of the Omicron variant. The Prime Minister said Omicron was spreading rapidly and he had no choice but to move to Plan B while a vaccine booster program rolls out.
But if, and indeed as soon as, it becomes clear that the boosters are capable of holding this Omicron variant, and we've boosted enough people to do that job of keeping Omicron in equilibrium, then we will be able to move forward as before.
Johnson, who lifted most COVID-19 restrictions in England in July following a rapid vaccine rollout, had vowed to navigate the winter without resorting to a fourth COVID-19 lockdown, but had kept a so-called Plan B in reserve. This is VOA News. Seven United Nations peacekeepers were killed Wednesday when a logistical convoy struck an explosive device in central Mali. The incident happened in the Bandiagara area of the Mopti region. The casualties were peacekeepers from Togo. UN Chief Antonio Guterres strongly condemned what he called a heinous attack, according to his spokesman Stéphane Dujarric. He called on the Malian authorities to do their utmost to identify those responsible and bring them to justice. Mali is the epicenter of an insurgency that began in the north of the country in 2012 and spread 3 years later to neighboring Niger and Burkina Faso. Thousands of people across the region have died and around 2 million have been displaced. U.S. President Joe Biden said his two-hour secure video call Tuesday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin was very straightforward with no minced words. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says there were no minced words during their two-hour chat yesterday, that he politely told Putin there would be severe consequences for an invasion.
Economic consequences like none he's ever seen.
But asked if he'd send American troops in to stop Russia.
That is not on the table.
Noting the U.S. is obligated to protect NATO allies if they're attacked, but not Ukraine, which is not in the alliance. Putin wants guarantees Ukraine will never be a member, and the president's promising talks with Moscow and allies to address concerns about NATO's expansion. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country would join the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia in a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics because of human rights concerns. The announcement came after the White House, the Australian government, and the British government confirmed diplomatic boycotts of the Winter Games in February to protest Chinese human rights abuses. China has vowed to react with firm countermeasures. The diplomatic moves by Canada, the U.S., Britain, and Australia do not affect their athletes' ability to compete in the Games. Rights groups have called for a full-blown boycott of the Beijing Winter Games, citing Chinese human rights abuses against its Uyghur minority in the northwestern Xinjiang province.
Contact and capture confirmed at 7:40 a.m. Central Time.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa arrived at the International Space Station Wednesday aboard a Soyuz cargo ship. Maezawa has become a household name in Japan thanks to his penchant for private jets, celebrity girlfriends, and cash giveaways to Twitter followers in a country known for its conformist corporate culture. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.